AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Tonight's GOP presidential debate in Detroit has all of the trappings of a heavyweight fight. AP correspondent Mark Smith has a live report.
Ross, after the fireworks and fierce attacks of the last debate in Houston last week, some are expecting round two tonight, with Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz bearing down on frontrunner Donald Trump, seeking a takedown of a candidate they have branded dangerous. But after the businessman's seven-state victory in Super Tuesday, he says his wife and others want him to take the high road.
They said, act presidential tonight. I said, I'll act presidential, but if somebody hits me, I'm going to hit him back harder.
However, John Kasich says he won't be singing the insults tonight. He says Super Tuesday shows with Trump it doesn't work. Ross?
Donald Trump was under attack before he flew into Detroit for tonight's debate. Former GOP presidential nominee Mitt Romney fired a few broadsides from Salt Lake City as the GOP frontrunner was campaigning in Portland, Maine.
Donald Trump is a phony, a fraud.
True to form, Trump fired back.
If he would have run, and even if he would have won, it would have been bad. He doesn't have what it takes to be president, that I can tell you. He doesn't have what it takes to be president.
Chris Galdery, a political scientist at Anselm College, says time is running out for Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, and John Kasich to catch up with Donald Trump.
For Cruz and Kasich and Rubio, they all need to do something to slow him down.
A Pittsburgh man who discovered $9,000 he had invested to cover his approaching honeymoon was gone has pleaded guilty to robbing a bank. He used a fake bomb made out of phone wires, duct tape, and a sex toy. This is AP Radio News. A Federal Commission on Religious Freedom says India has failed to grant it visas to visit the subcontinent.
A three-member delegation from the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom wanted to make a one-week visit starting Friday to meet with government officials, religious leaders, and activists in New Delhi and Mumbai. The commission says it's been prevented from visiting India twice before. Chairman Robert George is expressing disappointment, saying he would expect democratic India to allow more transparency. He cites reports from the country's religious minorities, civil society groups, and others that conditions for religious freedom in India have been deteriorating since 2014. Steve Coleman, Washington.
Social media's four-month-old Bernie Sanders look-alike baby has died of sudden infant death syndrome. The death of a little baby boy came in Los Angeles. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.